Welcome inside Gillette Stadium, everybody. My name is Mike Petralia, and this is The 5 from Foxborough, powered by CLNS Media and rxbar.com. Go to rxbar.com/CLNS and enter that code CLNS to get a 25% discount off all items and free shipping only at rxbar.com. The Patriots are off to their Super Bowl record 10th appearance in the big title game, beating back the Jacksonville Jaguars with yet another incredible, improbable comeback here on Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium, beating the Jaguars 24-20. The Patriots overcome a 20-10 fourth quarter hole and win the game 24-20. They're off to the Super Bowl for a record 10th time. How did they do it? Let's get right into the five from Foxborough, and we start with the player who everybody in the Patriots locker room after the game said was the most clutch, and they say it all the time, Dola. Danny Amendola was spectacular in this game with 9 catches and 85 yards, 2 clutch touchdowns, including the go-ahead, which proved to be the game-winning touchdown with 2:48 left in the fourth quarter. Brady found him in the back of the end zone. It was a toe tap. He got 1 foot down, then the other, fell to the back of the end zone, and that was the touchdown that gave the Patriots the victory. Danny Amendola in this game was as clutch could be. His punt return of 35 yards set up the first touchdown of the fourth quarter. And then, of course, he was huge again on third down. Tom Brady faced a third and 18 at his own 28-yard line, and he found Danny Amendola, as he almost always does, it seems, especially this year without Julian Edelman, found him over the middle for 20 yards out to the Patriots' 45-yard line. Patriots were able to convert in clutch situations down late in the game, and that's why they were able to overcome not only the 20-10 fourth quarter deficit, they were able to overcome a 17-3 hole with some clutch receiving from Danny Amendola and Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks had his first career postseason game of over 100 yards. He was also big in this game. He was big in that first half when the Patriots were driving desperately, needing a score before halftime. He drew a pass interference call that set up the first Patriots touchdown run of the game by James White. Point number two here in the five from Foxborough, Tom Brady and his right thumb. There was a lot of concern, a lot of conjecture coming into this game as to whether or not Tom Brady would be effective and able to throw the ball to all parts of the field offensively. On the second throw of the game, he threw a dart for 31 yards to Brandon Cooks down the right seam, and it was at that point you knew Tom Brady was ready to go in this game. He finished a very effective game in this game, 290 yards passing, and he was able, obviously, to find Danny Amendola for a couple of touchdown passes in this game. Tom Brady in the clutch down in the fourth quarter was able to convert on 3 different key third down situations. That was a big reason, obviously, the Patriots were able to come from behind in this game and win it. Point number three here in the five from Foxborough, the defensive stops. The Patriots had a lot of trouble with Blake Bortles in the first half. Corey Grant was able to really get to the outside of this Patriots offense and burn them for 4 catches of over 50 yards in the first half. That's how Jacksonville was really able to build up that 17-3 first half lead late in the second quarter. Things did not look good. The Patriots were running around a little bit on defense, and then Trey Flowers exploded onto the scene in the second half, much in the same way he and Dante Hightower did in Super Bowl 51 in Houston. That's exactly what Trey Flowers and the Patriots defense was able to do to Blake Bortles in the second half. They were able to take away some of the swing passes, played a bit different on defense, and frankly, the Jacksonville Jaguars went very conservative, as you might expect, in that fourth quarter. They didn't do much passing whatsoever, and the Patriots defense really capitalized on it, and it was appropriate that it was Stephon Gilmore making the clutch pass breakup on fourth down when it was apparent that a Jacksonville receiver was breaking open at the last second. Gilmore rose to his feet, leaped, and knocked away the pass, and the Patriots were able to get the ball back, convert a first down, and run out the clock and move on to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks in Minnesota. No panic. That's point number four, the five from Foxborough here at Gillette Stadium. Patriots had a lot of reason to go into panic mode. Other teams might have when you lose Rob Gronkowski to a concussion late in the first half, taking a really vicious helmet-to-helmet hit from Barry Church. Barry Church actually led with his shoulder, tried to break up the pass to Rob Gronkowski. It fell incomplete. He hit him in the shoulder, but then his helmet collided with Gronkowski's helmet very violently. After the game, Barry Church said he apologized to Gronkowski, hopes he plays in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. But it was such a vicious hit. Rob Gronkowski went to the tunnel before halftime, went to the Patriots locker room. He did not come out for the second half, and he was ruled out for the game. Obviously, that'll be a huge storyline leading into Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota, Rob Gronkowski's availability. But again, no panic as the Patriots were able to move down the field, get that clutch touchdown before halftime. I asked Bill Belichick how important it was, and he said, not necessarily because they got the ball to start the third quarter, he said, but Bill said, the real important thing is we weren't doing anything offensively, and to get that kind of momentum going in before halftime was really, really significant. Patriots, again, did not panic when they were down 10 points in the fourth quarter. They got the defensive stops, as we talked about, and now we can talk about them going on to Minnesota and getting ready for their 10th Super Bowl, which brings us to the fifth and final point of the five from Foxborough. Getting ready for Minnesota, the Patriots will be no strangers to the big game, of course. They've been through all of this before. They know the preparation. They know the routine. And one would expect, even if it's, you know, the Minnesota Vikings or the Philadelphia Eagles, whoever they face, they know that they will be there and it will be almost like a routine regular season game. That is really big for a team like the Patriots going up against a team that may be facing some Super Bowl jitters for the first time. The Patriots know that they have a chance to make history again, becoming just the second team with six Super Bowl titles. Obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers have six Super Bowls. The Patriots are now there for a record 10th time. It'll be interesting to see how the Patriots go through their preparations in the next 2 weeks, and certainly they will enjoy the experience. Devin McCourty said after the game, "We never take this for granted. We know how hard it is to get here, and we're going to savor this for the next 24 hours. We've earned it." I don't think anybody in Foxborough, I don't think anybody in New England would disagree with Devin McCourty on that point. That is the five from Foxborough. Your final score again, the Patriots rally just like they did in Super Bowl 51. They come from behind and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC title game 24-20. We'll have you covered up in till the Super Bowl and throughout the Super Bowl. Yours truly will be in Minnesota covering it for CLNS Media. This has been the Five from Foxborough, powered by CLNX Media, CLNS Media, and rxbar.com. Be sure to go to rxbar.com. Use the promo code CLNS for 25% savings and free shipping. Inside Gillette Stadium, Mike Petralia, CLNS Media.